All right, Manchester. Hey, welcome to Granite State of Mind. This is your host, Rob Azevedo, and you are listening to WMNH 95.3 FM, Manchester's only downtown radio station. We are live in studio tonight. Brand new show. I swear to God, it's January 3rd, 2020. And very happy to be back in the big seat after a couple holidays, a couple holiday Fridays off. And I got to tell you, man, I need some time off. I don't know about you all there, but I need a break from the holidays. What about you, Jimmy? Hold on.
Say it again.
You just keep going. You just got to keep going, man. It doesn't stop.
Yep.
The calendar turns over.
That's it, man. You just keep on going. That right there is Jim Terrell. He is a great singer-songwriter from the Lakes region up there. I want to say Plymouth area?
Yeah, Camden. North of Plymouth.
Surprised about. Maybe that's a microphone issue over there. We might tighten that up. But anyways, Jimmy, we'll get back to you. I'm going to pull your mic down and replace that one and give you a better vocal mic. But anyways, Jim's going to be here. He's going to play some songs. I'm very thankful that he came down from Franklin. He was playing a gig, as he always is. This guy's one of the hardest working musicians around the state. He's focus is really up there in the Lakes region, but he does play down here. I know in Manchester and Londonderry, stumble in. He does that dueling piano deal, and he's always entertaining and completely professional about all his stuff. So he's going to play some songs for us tonight, and also the great Grant Lampton from the great city of Manchester, New Hampshire, will be popping in too. So I hope everybody had a good holiday, and you're ready to kick 2020's ass, as we all are, and have some fun. I know we're going to start things out, Granite State of Mind, by having a big old party next Saturday up at NHTI, which is New Hampshire Institute of, New Hampshire Technical Institute up there in Concord. We're going to do the first and only annual Granite State of Mind Music Awards up there. It's a beautiful 240-seat auditorium. And we have a bunch of nominations and a bunch of nominees and a bunch of categories. Fun stuff like New Blood and Road Dogs and Greasy Licks and Best Bar Band. Golden Pipes is in there too. Innovators is in there. So we've got musicians from around the state that are going to be coming there. The place is going to be catered by Allen's of Bosquin. You know what that means? That means we got booze. We've got beer and wine, and we got some food and some refreshments. And you're going to be able to see 20 to 25 musicians take the stage. And then also, what else are we going to be doing? Yeah, it's going to be killer, man. A lot of awards. And so it starts at 5. It goes until about 9:30, 10 o'clock. We're going to do a 5 o'clock happy hour until 6. And tickets are only $10 right now online, $15 at the door. And all the money is going to go to the President's Fund, which is going to help all the students out there who need it, man. You know, you can't swing it like us big cat DJs here that, you know what I mean? So anyways, that's it. Granite State of Mind Music Awards next Saturday, January 11th, up at New Hampshire Technical Institute. But for right now, man, I say we move into some music. We're going to set up some mics for Mr. Tyrell. And until then, how about some Waylon? Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of waking up sick and tired. As of today, there's going to be some changes made. Well, you might as well keep your feet on the ground, cause I won't stand still for you moving around. It's high time you quit your low-down way. Anything to the talk I hear over town. Is it really true, girl, that you're the one that they're putting down? Now the word as well as I can recall, everywhere couldn't stay home. Well, now she could fly higher than a jet airplane, but not after daddy clipped her little old wing. It's high time you quit your lowdown ways.
All right, they were back in business right there, man. That was the great Waylon Jennings, man, off one of his best albums, I think. It was his first one, and I just love that, man. That's a good tune. Everybody listen to Granite State of Mind on 95.3 FM WMNH, Manchester's only downtown radio station. Here we are, brand new show, live in studio tonight, and very happy to be in the studio with Jim Terrell. Jim's a singer-songwriter from, but one more time, Jimmy.
Up in Campton, New Hampshire.
Up in Campton, New Hampshire, and he's a great guy. He plays, how many days a week now are you playing?
Oh, generally 5-6 days a week.
5-6 days a week. That's a good gig, man. How long have you been doing it 24/7?
Well, you know, I burned the candle at both ends for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, I had the day job as well. But it's been over a decade now, anyway, that I've just been doing this.
And when you go into it, when you make the decision and say, listen, I'm going to can the office job, I'm going to just do this music, how long is it before you can, I imagine it's a little, there's a little anxiety to it in the beginning because you got to be paying the bills and making sure you're getting enough business. Or were you just like, nope, I'm pretty confident I'm going to be able to knock this out?
Oh, no, it's absolutely true that there's some uncertainty. I like to tell people that I figured out the secret and that all you have to do is be really poor. And the rest takes care of itself. But the truth that's in that is that you really learn to recalibrate, you know. You trim the fat, you figure out what really is important to get done and what isn't.
Sure.
And, you know, it definitely changes the nature of how you take shows and how you prepare for your shows.
Uh-huh.
When there's no day job to go into and no paycheck to get handed, then, it ups your game a little bit, I think.
Right. And what do you get out of it personally? So you get more resilient in that? I know you shave down what you need, life's needs and stuff like that. But what do you learn about yourself and your craft?
Well, you know, the song selection, in my case, is really, it's very service industry kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What do people sitting in the bars want to hear?
Yep.
You know, so it's a rarity that I actually get to play my original material, because I don't push that end of it as hard, because I know that I can go into bars and I can do something in more of the dueling pianos format,
uh-huh,
for instance, and play stuff that's familiar, that gets people having a good time, staying in their seat, ordering food and drinks.
And do you ever struggle with the decision to be doing, you know, the all original thing, or, you know, or doing that type of music?
Well, I have to look for outlets. I have to make those outlets, you know. So every now and then I will book a show at a place like the Purple Pit in Bristol.
Sure, yeah.
That allows me to do more of a showcase thing. Or I'll come on a show like yours,
yeah,
you know, and feature some original stuff and get to flex my muscle a little bit.
Because you're a great storyteller, like straight up, like you're drinking stories, you know what I mean? Those are great. Didn't you have a record of an album of drinking stories? Or you got a couple great drinking Irish,
yeah,
drinking tunes.
I put a record together because a bar had asked me to play a St. Patrick's Day show, and I only knew a few Irish songs.
Uh-huh.
But then they advertised it as 4 hours of Celtic music starring Jim Terrell. So I scrambled and I tried to write as many as I could so nobody could tell me I was doing them wrong.
Yeah, man.
That was the only out that I had.
Sure.
But it ended up being a really fun project. There's a lot of songwriting to explore there.
And you not only do your thing like in the restaurants and the bars and stuff like that, but you also have the Midweeklings, which you must get a lot out of.
That's about as much fun as I can have on stage.
Right.
Playing with Holly and Raph.
Right. And that is just that's a trio that they have. It's called the Midweeklings. And you guys just play sporadically, kind of when you want to play. Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's a very self-serving effort. You know,
uh-huh,
it's just we're doing what gives us the greatest joy.
Yeah.
You know? But the best part of it for me is the harmonies, the three-part vocal harmonies that we're able to do in that band. That's my favorite thing about it. It's just such a treat to do that.
Is there much of rehearsals going on, or can you guys just get together and play?
We do rehearse now and then, but rehearsals are more like hanging out on the porch and drinking bourbon
sure.
and playing guitars.
Right.
You know, which I suppose that probably describes a lot of band practices, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I went to one last night. A buddy of mine, we're doing a tribute to The Clash next month. And my buddy's Liam Spain and his band Scalawag, they're a Manchester-based band. They're going to be playing it. So he said, come by the garage tonight on your way down from your Concord show. We're going to be doing a rehearsal. And that's what they did. They got a bunch of beers going, and they were doing Rock the Casbah and Clamp Down and London Calling, and I loved it, man.
Oh, that's such fun material.
Yeah, it isn't it? Were you a Clash fan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How can you not be?
Yeah, that London Calling record was huge.
Nonstop. I mean, one hit, one great song after another.
Yeah.
And who would have ever thought the last song on the album, Train in Vain, you know, let's throw this on here, and what a hit, man.
Right.
Everybody, Jim Tyrrell here on Granite State of Mind. You're listening to 95.3 FM. We are live in studio tonight, and I just want to remind everybody, as I will do throughout the night, come join us at the Granite State of Mind Music Awards next Saturday, January 11th, at New Hampshire Technical Institute. It's going from 5 o'clock. We'll have a nice happy hour until 6, and then from 6 to about 9:30, 10 o'clock, it will be live performances up the butt. Get your tickets online at Eventbrite. Just punch in Granite State of Mind. It will be there. All right, Jim, what do you say we get into some music?
Oh, it sounds good.
Okay, man. Yeah. All yours.
You come in from the rain and you kick off your boots in the kitchen. You sit down with your coffee and you promptly start in with your bitching. I hear you bitch about work and you bitch about the weather. Then you wonder why you can't seem to keep it together. Between the rain and the pain, it's a wonder you still hear it all. You say that you don't usually have such a poor disposition. I'm trying not to tell you that I could have guessed your condition. You tell me that the clouds are the source of your sorrow, but you'd just find something else if it cleared up tomorrow. Between the rain and the pain, it's a wonder you still hear it all. Bitter feelings go away, come again some other day. You say you've got it bad today, but it'll all just blow away. It's probably not my place to say you said the same thing yesterday. You say that people would be happier here if your example would reach them. I can't imagine a place where the folks get a taste of what you teach them. It'd be a tiny town fighting an unwinnable battle with a suicide rate like you see in Seattle. Between the rain and the pain, it's a wonder you still hear it all. Between the rain and the pain, it's a wonder you still hear it all. Between the rain and the pain, it's a wonder.
Yeah, right there, man. Jim Tyrrell right here on Granite State of Mind. I love that tune, dude.
Oh, thanks, dude.
An original song right there?
Yes, it is.
That is good. How long ago did you write that?
Oh, gosh, that was probably around 2004, 2005.
Yeah.
2004, I guess. It was right around the time I started participating in Song Fight.
Oh, and what is that? What was that?
Oh, it's a website that is an online songwriting competition.
Uh-huh.
They post a song title. In that case, Between the Rain was the title. And they give you about a week to write and record a song for it, and then people post all the, or they post all the songs that they get from people all over the world.
Sure.
And then they, people vote on which one they like the best, and then I don't win, and then they do it again.
How did you do? Did you get, maybe you didn't win, but did
no,
you get some good?
No, I didn't win, but I feel like I win every time I actually get a song completed.
Sure.
You know, because like a lot of writers, I just kind of get in my own way. When I'm trying to create, and having that deadline just means, no, you got to get something done.
Yeah. Does that help, having a deadline, do you think?
It's vital to my efforts.
Right.
You know, I've got songs that I've been toying around with forever, and they're not done because they don't need to be done.
Now, what do you mean you a songwriter gets in his own way? Like,
You know, you're a creative sort.
Sure.
Rob. You're probably your own worst critic.
Yep.
And that can get easily just turned up so much that it keeps you from producing anything.
Yeah.
And the way that I've found to get around that is a hard deadline. It's got to be done Friday. And whatever it is, it's going to be the best version I can do at that time. And then in hindsight, you can go back at that and say, okay, here are the good things about that.
Right.
And you can grow in that way. At least something gets done.
You know, you're so right, man. You're so right because... You know, just from just for example, like writing or something like that, I can be like, just these last, you know, let's say like the last month, I really haven't been in the mood to write anything. But you feel like you don't want to lose your chops, you know what I mean? But I don't want to just write to write.
Sure,
it's weird,
sure.
You know what I mean? It's like I don't want to just write something that's just filler, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
If somebody gave me a deadline or something, that's why I love when you just stumble across a story or a conversation or something to write about that's good, then it comes flying out of you.
Oh, yeah. It's so great to have those things. And the song title at Songfight really serves that purpose.
Sure.
And not every one of them kind of speaks to me. You know, I'm not going to write a song for every title just for the sake of writing a song that week.
Sure.
You know, there still has to be some kind of spark.
And the beginning of that song, the first few lines, that sounded like you were getting some few things off your chest.
Well, it was, yeah, I guess it was informed by some at-work experiences,
oh, okay.
I suppose.
Yeah.
And I will say that being a full-time musician and kind of making my own way,
yeah,
you're still not immune to those situations.
No.
There's as much of that out there waiting for you on the road as there is in the office.
Now, when you're out there playing 5-6 days a week, right, as you say, that kind of follows up with your last statement. You know, are there days you get up and you're just like, because I'm sure people would say, oh, you're lucky you get to go play at a brewery today, or you get to go here, where you get up and you're like, I'm just not in the mood to sing.
Well, the challenge is on Sunday mornings, because if you're going to do this full time up here, you gotta hustle and you gotta take, you know, some different kinds of gigs.
Yeah.
So in the winters, I actually fill in as a church organist.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's a tough turnaround if you were playing in a brewery on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
But so, you know, I never do it grudgingly, but that's the tough one to get to sometimes.
What time does that start?
I got to be there at 8.
8
to get the choir in shape.
Sure. And if the brewery closes late, and you know, and the brew is in, depending upon how good the beer is at the brewery.
Yeah, it depends on the room. You know,
yeah.
I haven't been to a bad brewery here in New Hampshire.
No, you haven't. Yeah. You got a favorite one?
I'm a big fan of Shackett's in Bristol.
Okay.
I think John's making a fantastic product down there. But Litherman's in Concord. Boy, they've got a can release coming up here at the end of the month that I can't miss.
Really?
It's got a couple of my favorite beers.
Nice.
So, we're it's an embarrassment of riches here in New Hampshire. When
it is.
Comes to good beer.
They're everywhere. You know, there's a place on Union Street right here. If you're heading towards 93,
yeah.
It's called Two Share. Number 2 in Share Brewery.
I've heard of it. I haven't tried it.
Oh, it's in a neighborhood. It's a great little place, man. Grant Lampton just showed up. That's
hey,
great.
Grant.
Yeah, it's a good place. You should try to check it out sometime. Two Share Brewery. They're
oh,
doing
okay.
good things down there.
Yeah, I got to check it out.
Yeah. Jim Terrell here. He is a singer-songwriter from the Lakes region, man. He's here to sing us a couple songs and promote some shows. I heard you saying that you got to in the process of recording another album.
Yeah, and there's no deadline on that either, which is why it's not done.
Yeah.
But I'm making some progress. You know, I'm putting material together. There's some new stuff, and I'm revisiting some older stuff that never really made it into the can.
Yeah.
So it's been good.
Good deal, man. Good. Well, Jim, let's get into another tune. What's this one going to be?
Let's see. Talking about the difficulty of writing inspiration.
Yeah.
This was a song fight title that came out just recently called What to Say and How to Say It.
Oh, I like it.
That was the title.
Uh-huh.
And this is what I ended up writing. And I did win this fight, actually. I got one under my belt.
Outstanding. So. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Get it right here. Granite State of Mind, 95.3 FM, WMNH, Granite State of Mind. Jim Turrell.
There's only two things keeping me from writing the next great American novel, he said. One is what to say, and the other's how to say it. By the time I get it figured out, I'll probably be dead. I've had this idea kicking round for ages, and now it's like a rat crawling round in my head. If I don't get it out, pretty soon it's gonna kill me, but I'm gonna live forever if it ever gets read. Read all about it, they're all gonna shout it. Welcome to the wonderland waiting on the page. If I can figure out what to say and how to say it, then I can find a way out of this blank white cage. I've got a point, but I don't know how to make it. It's something about redemption and something about a girl. And in my notebook every night I try to chase it, but there isn't enough coffee in the goddamn world. Read all about it, they're all gonna shout it. Welcome to the wonderland waiting on the page. If I can figure out what to say and how to say it, then I can find a way out of this blank white cage. Pen to the paper, a waking world escaper, still looking for that wonderland hiding on the page. If I can figure out what to say and how to say it, then I can find a way out of this blank white cage.
There he is, Jim Turrell, right here on Granite State of Mind, everybody, 95.3 FM. Jim's great singer-songwriter from the Lakes region up there. I have called and referred to him as the head of the Lakes region mafia, man, which I love very much. He is the boss up there. Remember when you were doing your open mic nights at the what's pizza joint in Plymouth?
Oh, yeah, American Pie.
Did you hate to see that go away? Because it seemed like you had a really good thing going.
It was too bad, yeah. And, you know, Plymouth is a tough town for this sort of thing.
Why?
You know, it's funny. It's a college town, but I can't claim to really relate to the college kids anymore.
Yeah.
I think I'm about as adult contemporary as right. You can get.
Sure.
But there is some...
But there are still townies like crazy up there.
And there are some signs of life. You know, yeah. there's a pizza joint called The Grotto there
okay.
now that's doing some music. And every now and then the Lucky Dog will have a band.
They don't have bands anymore, huh?
Stuff there, but no, it's not as you know for a college town, it's not as big a live music.
I spend more time in the Outback, which is Lucky Dog. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Yeah.
When they would play band week, all the time. They were bands. I mean, there's a lot of bands up there that people still remember. Still have cassettes of bands that were playing.
Yeah, I was just talking with one of the guys over at the Covered Bridge Farm Table about maybe trying to get as many of those bands that are still around to get back together and play like a throwback festival.
How fun would that be?
There's no motion on it yet, but I know that there's enough guys around where something like that could be fun.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff, man. Everybody, Granite State of Mind here on 95.3 FM. Jim's here for another song or two, and then we will open up the gates for the one and only Grant Lampton, man. You know him from the Wild Rover Tuesday nights, which is growing. Tuesday nights open Mike Knight down there, which is growing and growing. So we'll catch up with him about his plans for 2020. And I will also want to remind all the listeners out there, if you dig Granite State of Mind, if you love a lot of the musicians that we've had on this show throughout the years, we are paying tribute to them next Saturday, January 11th, up at New Hampshire Technical Institute in Concord, man, where we're going to have the first and only, it's dubbed, first and only annual Granite State of Mind Music Awards. Tons of music. We've got beer, wine, food, live performances, nominees, just a lot of man fun. So get on up there. You get your tickets online at Eventbrite. For $10 or $15 at the door. Come on, for that, nickels on the dollar. So who's hot up there, man? Who's hot up in the Lakes region these days? Do you guys ever come across any newcomers, Jim, that you're like, who's this dude or who's this girl? And I can't get over it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, new people find their way into the scene all the time.
Uh-huh.
There's a guy, Henry LaLiberty, who's playing a lot of shows up there now. He and I have a duo show coming up.
Nice.
Sometime soon at Patrick's in Guilford, sure. In fact. But, yeah, it's always interesting. The shame of it is that I'm playing so often I never get to see them.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's just we're always in two different places.
Right.
So that's why things like the Granite State of Mind Awards that you're doing, those yeah. events are so important, if only for getting the community of musicians together
yeah.
and have these people kind of meet and collaborate when they might not.
Yeah, I have no idea how many attendees. I'm not even in charge of the tickets, believe it or not. I don't even, you know, the college is taking care of it. But we have so many musicians and band members and stuff like that coming. If we can just get 100 and some odd people there of just musicians, let's just jam.
Right.
We got the place for 4 hours. Let's get ugly. I got to propose something to you too, Big Handsome. Yeah, yeah, about next Saturday. I'm thinking you might like it.
Hey, shout out to Plymouth. One of my first gigs was ever played was back at what they used to call the back rail. I don't know if you remember that place, the pizza place, the slide inside.
The back rail, and then the outback, and then the
I had a lot of friends up in Plymouth.
Mm-hmm. Lucky Dog.
Yep. Same owner, probably Chuck.
Yes.
I bet.
Yeah. Chuck's been there throughout.
Yeah. Good 30 years. I've known.
I cut my teeth there as a youngin.
I really didn't start playing until it was the outback. Uh-huh. So the whole which back was after rail that, thing. Yeah. I wasn't there for much of that.
So you get to see a lot. So you don't get to see, but you hear about a lot of people. And so this kid that you just mentioned, how did you guys get to do a show together? Did you stumble across him?
One of the best ways for me to meet these musicians is that they graced me with their presence at an open mic that I host at the Covered Bridge Farm Table in Campton.
Yep.
So on Wednesday nights up there, I'll have people come in and they'll be kind of dipping their toe into the scene, figuring out what they can do and where they can go. And that's my chance to really hear these guys play. And I knew that he was certainly a talent the minute that I heard him.
So isn't that interesting? Old school open mic guy running open mics, right?
Yes,
and
sir.
Old school musician here, but just getting his, how many months you're at it? 6-8 months, almost a year?
Yeah, it's about a year.
Yeah, just about a year right now.
Where is that now?
But, I'm sorry?
Well, where are you running one?
It's at the Wild Rover.
Yeah, at the Wild Rover here in Manchester.
Oh,
but,
very good.
It's an interesting parallel, you know, once you've kind of, in my case anyway, been out and played a bunch and done the hard grind and figure out that's no way to make a living, that if you can find a local place that turns, you know, at our age, I'm guessing, you know, it turns you on to have young people come and dip your toe in, as you say, or, you know, cut their teeth or take a chance, you know, it's not a...
I have to correct you. He makes his living. He pays every bill with the music, with that guitar in his hand, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just tried to reduce my bills, really.
Yeah, man.
Just try to have as few to pay as possible. But
yeah. So what's the tip to an open mic night? And it might sound simple to people, right? To others, it's just an open mic night. And you just think, you just show up, read a poem, or sing a song, and stuff like that. But until the people start showing up and become regulars or regulars introduce it to other regulars, you're playing a lot of music yourself, right?
You certainly can. You know, in its inception, it would be me and maybe one other person. Mm-hmm. And we just trade off for the whole night.
Yeah.
It takes a while to build. But the momentum for open mics in our area is pretty good right now.
Right.
There's a crew of guys, and you know a bunch of them too. Don Bartenstein,
sure.
Maurice Stouffer, you know,
yep.
when he's in town. He's in Florida for the winters usually. But
Paul Hubert, sure.
And these guys are immensely talented. It's always, as a host, it's a relief when you see these guys come through the door. You can be like, oh, Craig Engel's in the room.
Yeah, sure,
this is going to be a good night.
Right.
So it's nice that we have that kind of backbone of support in that area.
Yeah.
Now you can kind of just open your doors and people want to play. They want to show up and have a place to do it.
Well, let me ask you something, too. Let's talk. Get back to Don Bartenstein, Road Dogs. As I said on the Granite State of Mind Music Awards, we have a nomination that a category called Road Dogs. And that's for the guys that you see out there night after night. You can walk into a bar, into a restaurant, and they're playing music, and they seem to be there all the time. And they probably got about 20 years on you, 15, 20 years on you and me. What's the greatness about these guys, Jim?
Well, Don is, there's no doubt that Don is very seasoned at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Hubert, he's another one of your road dogs,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's a Berklee guy.
Yeah.
You know, he went to Berklee College of Music, and that's those guys are in a different class.
Sure. Oh, I never knew that about him.
Oh, yeah. I'm not formally educated.
Oh, okay.
I got street smarts.
Sure.
Maybe. But so it's a treat to play with Paul because, you know, his playing is just so well informed.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah.
But they get out there. Like, so what I'm trying to say is they get in their car or they stay on top of where there's an open mic. They get in their car, they load their guitar up, and they head out. Whether, you know, they're taking off from Belmont and they're heading, whether it's Tuesday night, Monday night, Sunday night, Wednesday, Thursday, they seem like they're somewhere every night, and they must get such a level of fulfillment out of it.
Oh, well, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
I know that I do. You mm-hmm. know, even the most grinding kind of gig situation that I find myself in, it's always very easy to check myself against whether I would be rather hanging drywall or pumping gas or is this something I still want to do, and there's no question, there's never a question. It's just such a satisfying thing to do, even in its worst environments.
I like it. Jim Terrell here on Granite State of Mind. Everybody listening to 95.3 FM, WMNH. This is a brand new show, people. Brand spanking new in 2020, January 3rd right here. And Jim's going to be here for another song, and then we will be able to get the great Grant Lampton up next. So let's do another tune. Do you mind?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, what's this one all about?
This is a song about really enjoying being on the road, playing shows like we were talking about, and really looking forward to being home.
Awesome, man.
And it's called French Toast.
Jim Terrell.
You gotta
I think I've heard this one before.
I play a lot of bars and restaurants like this one. Sometimes they feed me, sometimes I gotta pay. Either way, it's a meal, and it's a bad idea to miss one. 'Cause who knows what else I'm gonna find along the way. And it's a long, long road that I follow, but if I drive like hell, I can get myself back home tomorrow. And in the morning, I'll be waking up to French toast and bacon, and the road will seem a million miles away. I always tell myself that this time will be different. I'm gonna book my shows with a little time to spare. And that way I can eat my meals at a sit-down diner. And not just stop at a gas station here and there. But if I hit that road as soon as I'm able, I'll be back with my family round the breakfast table. And in the morning we'll be waking up to French toast and bacon, and the road will seem a million miles away. I can't complain about the way I make my living, but you'd be crazy to think I'm living like a star. My job is basically just moving my equipment, with a break in the middle where I get to play guitar. So after this song, my time to work is arriving. I got a little gear to load, and I got a shitload of driving.
And in the morning I'll be waking up to French toast and bacon, and the road will seem a million miles away. I'm gonna drive all night if I have to. I love it on the road, but now it's home that I'm after. And in the morning, I'll be waking up to French toast and bacon, and the world will seem a million miles away. And the world will seem a million miles away.
That is a winner right there, man.
Thank you so much.
That is a beautiful song, Jim, man. Everybody, that's Jim Terrell, man. Check him out. How can people find out who you are, where you are, and where you're playing and stuff like that?
Oh, my Facebook page right now is the easiest way to do it.
Sure.
Jim Terrell, T-Y-R-R-E-L-L. I've got a website still in the works, though.
Sure.
So I'll update on that. But I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all of that nonsense.
And you know what I do, man, and I haven't hit the sweet spot yet, but whenever I'm up in anything north of Laconia, say I'm up there on a Saturday or, you know, banging around on a Friday night, first thing I do, I go to your website, I go to Don's, I go to your Facebook page, and I'm like, they're in striking distance. I know these guys are somewhere up here playing. So I would do that, man. He's a great, great guy. Thank you so much for coming in the studio tonight.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah, you come back anytime you want. And
well done, man.
Yeah, and tell the Midweeklings, I want to see them in Concord, man, on the other radio station. Quick shot down there. I'll work out through around your schedule.
Oh, we'll make it happen then.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that the band would love to come down.
I'll make whatever day you say, just make it from 6 o'clock on and we'll do it.
Thanks, man.
Tell Ralph and Holly I said hello.
Of course I will.
All right, everybody. You've been listening to Grant at State of Mind here on 95.3 WMNH, Manchester's only downtown radio station. And hey, man, I didn't get a chance before I left 2019 to play you my ode to 2019. So here it is right now.
Me and my desk calendar had a pretty good run these past 12 months. It sits faded and thin on a small table next to my makeshift desk, which is actually an old panel door.
Yeah, sorry for the
quick
shout out.
Cold as Yellow Knife, Canada. Currently, I'm wearing 4 shirts, a winter hat, thermal underwear, gym shorts, sweatpants, and a pair of chukka boots over hot wool socks. Sexy, you don't have to tell me. This is how I work during these godforsaken months in this godforsaken place for some godforsaken reason. I was trying to get my head around 2019 and figure out what went on and where and with whom. Like most years, it's all a blur. And I hate looking back anyhow, but the task at hand calls for just that. So, I'll try my best. But first, I must turn to my desk calendar because she and I meet on a daily basis. She knows every move I make, inside and out, socially, business-wise, family jive, all of it. My life is written upon her breast, old school style. Readying herself for pen and scribble, yet after a year of spilling everything from tobacco juice to canned fruits on her each month, we arrive in mid-December to discuss what was and what will never be again. Beneath the current month of December, under the 22-inch calendar, folded haphazardly, are all the past months that I have saved for no good reason. I just do. Yet written on all those months is everything I sit freezing and trying to remember. So I reach for a random month. June 2019 comes up and I see written in pen on the 7th, Word Barn, 7 o'clock. Yes, yes, a terrifying night, that I do remember. So far out of my element, I cringe thinking about the reading I gave that beautiful Friday evening to a small crowd along with some accomplished poets. An idyllic spot in Exeter that makes my jaw ache for straw grass, I fumbled through reading a chapter of my book, Notes from the Last Breath Farm, that night. The crowd yawned their way through my prattle, and I blame them not. I was horrific, sweaty, flatulent, choppy in my delivery. I wish only for a do-over someday. At least let me bring my F up to a 70. I also see that I had an eye exam on the 25th of June. Canceled that. Same with the doctor's appointment on the 17th. No go, not just yet. On the 6th, I was supposed to do something with someone named Matt at 4, but I have no idea who Matt is. What do we do, Matt? Sounds kind of funky. Who the hell are you? Enough of June, let's reach back into the pile. Oh, sweet October. I have to say, without looking, October was a great month. Being not so long ago, I immediately recall that I was heavily invested in the dead writer, Jack Kerouac. I have 4 days blocked out on the calendar with big capital letters stating Kerouac Week. Wanting to go to the annual Kerouac Festival in Lowell for years, I sat in on readings this time, danced in a second line in the drizzling rain, asked a few questions to scholars, and I broke bread with someone named David Amram, who I had no idea was a world-class composer. Amram was a friend of the King of the Beats, and he told me about the Old Bowery and Bird Parker as we sipped soup and swiped at our runny noses. Oh yeah, and I'm sure that around the 7th of October, I drove in the middle of the night to Asbury Park, New Jersey, to see if one of my favorite singers, Sturgill Simpson, play the seaside bar called the Stone Pony. Like I said, the year is a blur, and that trip was just that, a big fat blur. I could have been downstairs at Panucci's in Manchester for all I know, burning brain cells with all the other night crawlers. Another do-over, please. Least I forget, my dog got sprayed in the face with a skunk that same month, and she ran around the house, under the bed, on everything, funkifying the whole joint up. The smell was toxic and unbearable. I hustled to the basement to puke. My daughter was gacking up a storm in her bedroom. The wife needed to be hosed down with salts in the driveway. Weeks later, I could still smell that filthy striped rat. Moving on. May is pulled from the pile, and I can't help but nearly weep when I think of the trip I made to Clarksdale, Mississippi with my good buddy Ohio. A momentary transformation took place as I peered into the Delta sunset that I will never forget. My past shaved down to the base of that horizon. On the 4th of May is scratched Senny, my man. A musical beast from Concord, Senny Hunt's CD release party was held at a home that settled like a Dickinson poem, back in the hills of Route 89. It was a magical evening that ended with me playing Willie Nelson's Redheaded Stranger as I drove home at dusk, that golden hour, perfectly timed. We rolled into July. It was another busy month of me running my mouth. Solo, I went to Louisville, Kentucky on the 19th, and I bathed in the life and times of Dr. Hunter S. Thompson, one of my literary heroes. This was a life goal to read at this annual festival dedicated to the Gonzo Way. I was tattooed and humbled over 3 days at Gonzo Fest, doing my best not to stick out like a lecherous sicko fan. I crept through museums and libraries, and I adored every second of it. November appears, and she's filled with all kinds of markings. Tires at 10, Zoo Crew at 6, Last Waltz, Call V, and Four's 50th. On and on it goes. Standout moments, each of them, all providing me with a chilling amount of comfort and inspiration. It was a real good month. And today, as I sit at my desk, awaiting my new desk calendar, clothed like an Eskimo, I look to 2020 and I see my 50th birthday approaching around the bend, and I plan to paint the squares of that new year like a graffiti artist might a bare wall after midnight, marking up the hours of my days and my nights.
Tonight I'm up and chill with coffee, downwind from the paper mill. I'm out here spitting on the sidewalk, taking in the factory smells. Head and nose, you tend to smoking out the window. In the air, that gas pipe leak. I wonder if she's cringing at the same time, thinking pretty thoughts of me. I was up for hours this morning, pulling traps before I said goodbye. I plan to tan myself a fox hide and hang it on the darling by. Cause they tell me that it's gonna be a big one, and snow setting in. And I know on a cold ain't home where I've been. Spending my nights in a bar in the road, turning them songs into 2x4s. Dreaming about the day that I'll sit by the fire, huddle with my honey in a country squire. Music highway on the way to Circleville. We're off to do some weekend roaring while we sing and drink our fill. Hell, and I ain't out playing on the six string with the nickels I acquire. I'm trying to fix her up a castle, it's called the Country Squire. It's a 24-foot long vessel. Picture up a tenfold, my lady of the Estill Springs. Spending my nights in a bar and lore, turning them songs into 2x4s.
great Tyler Childers, man. Hey, I want to thank Jim Terrell for coming in the studio tonight. He's a great, great guy. Check him out. He's up there in the Lakes region all the time, man. You're listening to 95.3 FM, WMNH, man. Don't forget, next Saturday, January 11th, Greatest State of Mind Music Awards going on up there in Concord at New Hampshire Technical Institute. Get your tickets online, man. $10 at Eventbrite or $10 at Eventbrite and then $15 at the door. All right, man. So good to meet him, huh? Don't you think, Grant Lampton? Because Grant Lampton just took the seat right there.
Yes,
good.
Yes.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, Jim was impressive, man.
Yeah.
Like, and he's got his own shtick, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate what he said about kind of like his open mic that he runs, that he gets off on the same thing that I do, which is people coming and dipping their toes into it. And
yeah.
Yeah, you get a lot of bunch of talented people who work the circuit, as you talked about, and that's super productive and important. But I think we all get off, and us older folks see younger people who come in,
uh-huh.
less experienced people come in, and hey, have a go at it, man. And if you get joy out of it, that's kind of what it's all about.
So. You know, so Tuesday night, open mic night down at the Wild Rover, you're still running?
Yes, indeed. I have been out for 2 weeks here with New Year's and Christmas Eve.
Right.
I was in Europe anyway, but...
You've been in Europe like twice over the past 2 months, haven't you?
I'm sorry?
You've been in Europe twice over the past 2 months?
What, September and then December.
Oh, okay, yeah.
My extended family is over there.
Okay. So any new talent coming in outside of Fredo? And I want to thank you again for introducing Fredo and me.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
He's a charmer. And to a quick diversion here to his point, or to what he is to me, he's turned me on to Area 23 up in Concord.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm starting to get some traction there. And as a shameless plug, I'll be up there on Saturday from 2 to 5.
Love, that's tomorrow.
Just sitting in on the open mic. But,
cool.
I'm trying to show the owner my stuff and take over the world.
That's Kirk McNeil, man. He was one of my first sponsors of Granite State of Mind. Yeah, he's
a
great...
He's been sweet to me corresponding with me, and he's like, come up and show me your wares, and if you're worthy, we'll see what happens.
Well, you know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to be a good boy tonight, so that means tomorrow, the minute I get up, I'm always chomping at the bit, so maybe I'll get up there around, start my day up there before the Patriots started at Area 23 and come see you. 2 o'clock?
Yeah, it's 2 to 5 up there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who's running it, but like I say, I'm up there to dazzle Kirk and see what I can do in that direction. But as far as new talent, you know, yeah, Fredo comes around. I think I mentioned Scotty Cloutier comes around, who's a in-town guy here. And
got to get him in here. I've never met him.
He's a talented guy, and he gets it. And, you know, I get the occasional folks who come in. There's this guy, Tyler, who comes in. He plays a Jackson Flying V, dude. So, like, Randy Rhodes.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
he comes
sure.
up, and I'm like, okay, he's going to play Crazy Train or something, and he'll play a Simon and Garfunkel song.
No kidding.
Huh?
You need, no kidding, really.
Yeah. But he's a young guy just, like, having at it, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you're playing. It's, you know, appearances and everything. And, I've had a young guy who comes and plays piano, and he'll do some Elton John and some Billy Joel stuff. And
well, you're gonna have to hook me up with Cloutier in the V, dude, the guy with the V.
Cloutier is a good guy.
Yeah, and also just to rattle things off, because you got time for one song, is that right? Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're gonna be playing the Clash tribute show at
absolutely.
The Shoshkeen on February 8th. I'm psyched that you settled in on something there.
Yes, I appreciate the opportunity. The song Bullets really speaks to me by The Clash.
Okay. And then Bank Robber, were you doing Bank Robber too?
By Joe Strummer and the...
What?
Something Aleros.
Oh, Mescaleros.
Yeah,
them and the Mescaleros.
I'll be playing that one as well, and they both kind of spoke to me acoustically. But
I'm really looking forward to that tribute show, because I think it's going to get loud, and I like that.
I am too. I can tell you that Scalawag, I ran into them last night at their practice.
I must have missed you by 5 minutes. I was in the garage too.
But Pito and I and Liam spoke, and Brian spoke about the show, and we had a good time. They asked what I was playing, and they were there practicing. So
yeah.
They'll be very polished.
I swung in there too. I must have missed you by minutes.
Yeah.
They sounded good.
It's funny how you run into people, you know?
Yeah, they played. They were playing Rock the Casbah, then they played Clamp Down, and then they played London Calling. I thought it all sounded great. So that's everybody. I'll promote that starting in a couple weeks. But anyways, right here, Grant Lampton on Granite State of Mind. What's it going to be, my man?
I've dug this one up from the Grateful Dead's first album.
Okay.
It's a Pigpen tune. I gravitate towards the Pigpen tunes, but it's called the Viola Lee Blues.
All right. Grant Lampton on Granite State of Mind, everybody.
Judge decreed it, clerk he wrote it, clerk he wrote it, down indeed it. Judge decreed it, clerk he wrote it down. If you miffed your sentence, you'll be Nashville bound. Some got 6 months, some got one solid, some got one solid, yeah, indeed. Some got 6 months, some got one solid, yeah. But me and my buddy both got lifetime, yeah. I wrote a letter, I mailed it in thee, I mailed it in thee, yeah, indeed it. I wrote a letter, I mailed it in thee, yeah. You may know by that I got a friend somewhere.
Man, that's good, Grant. That's really, really good.
Thank you.
I dig that, man. That's good stuff.
Yeah, good old blues.
Yeah, good
rockin' blues.
Good stuff. Now, who's Pigpen?
Pardon me?
Who's Pigpen? You said
Pigpen is Ron McKernan, who was the original keyboard player for the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
Who's as the Warlocks they started out with, but he was one of the core dudes of the Grateful Dead.
Oh, and, I like that, man.
Unfortunately, passed away in 71. From having too much of a good time, as so many folks do, but
sure.
He was really the original core blues of the Grateful Dead.
Like, yeah, very cool.
White blues singer, yeah. So I have a lot of respect and learn a lot of stuff from them.
That's good deal. Hey, Grant Lampton, he's been here on 95.3 FM. This has been Granite State of Mind on WMNH, Manchester's only downtown radio station. Don't forget, go to Grant's open mic night down at the Wild Rover every single Tuesday night. Starts around what time there?
Normally 7:30.
7:30?
7 and sign up. We'll get you up by 7:30. I'm happy to have anybody who's interested. Certainly solo musicians, even a small band, poetry. I'm not ready to go to comedians yet.
Yeah.
That's my job.
But. Yeah. So they're liking you down there, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
How about that nonsense that went on down McGarvey's?
Hey, hey, hey. I was in Europe at the time, but apparently it got published to the point that I even got it over there.
Oh. You know, that was a nasty curb job that guy got, man.
And the guy was in a suit. He didn't look like a thug or anything. The guy who got roughed up.
Oh, man. That could,
not my cup of tea, man. I mean,
you could hear his head hit the concrete. I'm going to be surprised if that kid don't get locked up.
Don't we all try, as you get older anyway, you take great care not to be involved in those situations.
Yeah.
And McGarvey's is a great place, man. I support the place and have a beer there every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, after 9 o'clock.
Time to screw out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, that was gross, man. I tried to watch it twice. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too violent.
You know, yeah, it's not good. And, you know, I don't mean to insinuate or place any blame in any direction. I promise you, Manchester, but it shouldn't happen, man.
No, it should not happen.
How that happens is not my business.
Well, good luck with the legal spattle going on there. Everybody, so you've been listening to Granite State of Mind. Grant, thank you for coming in. Jim Tyrell, yep. Thank you for coming in, my friends. Don't forget, Granite State of Mind Music Awards next Saturday, January 11th, up there at New Hampshire Technical Institute. It's going to be like 2025. Performances. We've got beer, we've got wine, we've got food. It's going to be a lot of fun, I promise you. 6 to 10 o'clock, and you can get your tickets on Eventbrite. And, well, don't forget, it's Friday night. Manchester is, as we say, it can be a dangerous town, so don't drive drunk. Do not get in fist fights, for God's sake. Lay off that needle, Manchester. You're too damn good for it.
Cry like a baby. Every road is a lonely street. I cry like a baby. Drawing or a puppet on a string. Today we passed on the street.